All right. The seventh season of Nigeria Infos, I beg to differ, in the round of 16. As I said in my introductory comments, from here on, well, the judges will select candidates who will advance to the quarterfinals. We already have our first qualifier to the quarterfinals in the person of Ajayi Mercy Eyitola. She's just 14 years of age. This is the second hour, and we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. You may want to abandon the stream for the first debate. If you are waiting for it to restart and refresh your feed for a totally new feed where you can find us, you will no longer find the earlier debaters. In the meantime, as Yvonne had announced, from this quarterfinal stage, it has been decided by popular demand that once we give out the topic today, we draw their positions between the two candidates.
Right.
So that when they come here, they would work solely on their position. I must warn the two candidates that it is no excuse to be lazy about caring about the potential for your opponent's position. If you're going to win a debate, your preparation must be similar to winning a boxing match. Not only must you prepare for the punches you will throw, you should also prepare for the punches you will receive and your ability to take those punches. By that, I mean, as you prepare your points, always have at the back of your mind the points that your opponent would be very likely to drop, especially so that you can rebut them. It is that simple. So all the best in the second round. Before we go into the second debate, we will draw first. We will give the position.
That's
the debate topic. We will hand over the debate topic.
The candidate has the debate topic.
Oh, already. She has it.
Eyitola has her debate topic for the round of 16.
Okay, so we need to decide. And in our making that decision, Eyitola, who has already qualified, would be here to pick a side. But usually when we have two debaters for the second hour, one of those two debaters will pick on behalf of the pair. So for this exercise, Ayomide, who is here, will pick. Let's give Ayomide, we haven't introduced him yet, but let's give him the honor of picking. So whatever he picks, we'll give the other side to Eyitayo.
All right.
So Yvonne is deciding on the sides. Now, Ayomide will get up and pick a side. Ayomide is representing his debate. The other side will go to Mercy. Mercy, if you will, could you just tell us what side you have picked? Are you opposing or supporting?
Supporting.
So you will be supporting
the motion in the quarterfinal.
In the quarterfinal.
That leaves
Ayomide, if he wins, or his opponent, if they win, to defend that motion.
The motion, that's right.
Ayomide, do you understand the exercise we just did now? So you understand. So at the end of this session, you'll be giving the same topic that Mercy, who will be your opponent, has been given. Assuming that you do win your debate. And if it's Malizu Ilechukwu, your opponent, who wins, that will be done to her. So you know if you progress, you will be opposing the motion in your next topic. Brilliant. Thank you. In that case, we may release Mercy. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Mercy.
All the best. Congratulations for being the first qualifier to the quarterfinal.
Okay, just open this. The door and,
yes,
and step out quickly. You stood in front of the camera. It's all right.
Okay. So which brings us to the issue at hand, Yvonne?
The issue at hand right now is that two young minds are supposed to debate this hour. Ogunaye Ayomide, 16 years old, a student of Ikorodu Senior High School in SS3. And his opponent, Malizu Ilechukwu, 15 years old, the student of King's Anchor College in SS2. Unfortunately, Ogunaye Ayomide is here, but his opponent, Malizu Ilechukwu, is not here. We have tried to reach out, and we haven't gotten any response. And Ayomide seems to be quite the lucky chap, because this wouldn't be his first walkover, Femi.
Yes. In season six, he had a walkover. He had a walkover. I think his first debate was a walkover.
That's right.
His first debate on in season seven was not a walkover.
That's right.
He had beaten Akinyode Deborah.
That's right.
The topic was parents are as guilty as their children who have committed crimes. I remember that debate very well. Malizu Ilechukwu, I remember the young lady. She had... We had some apprehensions as to her availability in that first debate. She did eventually make it, and on that occasion, she had beaten Talabi Halia. It was a closely contested debate. She's a 15-year-old SS2 student of King's Anchor College. Unfortunately, Malizu is not here for her debate. Yvonne had mentioned, we've tried to reach out to her guardian or the teachers. We have been unsuccessful, and it gives us some concern, remembering that there are one or two other students from that same school, right?
That's right.
Yes,
of King's Anchor College.
Yes. So right after this debate, we will start our outreach to the other students from the same school tonight, if possible. And if by tomorrow we are unable to establish contact with teacher or student, we will use our wild card, just so we avoid a situation
like this
where we have a walkover in the critical stage.
And just to add to the schools listening, the representatives listening, if you are sending your students into this competition, you must ensure that they are available to see it through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sucks to start and then drop off halfway.
Language, Yvonne. I know you're frustrated. Now you're stuttering.
I mean, it is unfortunate.
I've just won this debate.
It is. You have to explain to me how that is bad, but we will differ on that one outside of here.
So, yeah.
Look, it is unfortunate. It doesn't speak well, you know, of your school to send in your candidates into this competition and not ensure that they are present.
Yes.
You know, you must see it through.
Yes.
Otherwise, your slot goes to another candidate, you know, and another representative of another school. So ensure that if you're sending your contestants, you have them ready and you know that you are willing to see it through.
Brilliant. The implication for this is that it is a walkover at this point for Ayomide Ogunaye of Ikorodu Senior High School. I must say congratulations to you, Ayomide. You have progress. You already know that you will be opposing the motion. Yeah, okay. What are we applauding?
His luck.
He is qualified by forfeit.
Yeah, we are applauding his
by
luck.
By forfeiture. Okay, let's applaud you. However, Ayomide, Lagos is listening, and Lagos would like to hear you again. Lagos has been rooting for you since season six, when you had a walkover in your first debate, and Lagos was so impressed, and they've kept rooting for you even in season seven. So Lagos would like to hear from you. The topic of your debate this tonight that was intended is the death sentence should be abolished from our criminal justice system. We'll put you through the motion of arguing for the position, and then arguing against the position.
That's right.
Like you did in your, what's it called now? In the...
in his walkover.
No, yes, in walkover last time, but more so as you in your entry
in the playoffs.
No, not in the playoffs, in the entry.
Oh, in the entry when the qualifications. Yes, in the auditions, yes.
Yes. Can you handle that? Ayomide? All right. So welcome to the debate.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I hope this is the last time you qualify by by what is it, walkover? Or you don't mind?
I don't mind.
Yeah, but we're taking something away from your quality, I suppose. So, at this point, Yvonne, can Lagos hear Ayomide make his point for and against the subject? The death sentence should be abolished from our criminal justice system.
Indeed.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Before you do that, a quick appreciation to our sponsors, Maybrands Nigeria. All right, welcome back. Just before we went on that break, we told you that we have a walkover situation in the round of 16.
That's
and Ayomide
right.
is here, and he will give Lagos a taste of what to expect. Lagos asked for a debate. Let's hear from this young. It will be a shame if we don't get to hear what's on a young mind regarding the topic. The death sentence should be abolished from our criminal justice system. Should it be or should it not be? Ayomide has prepared to argue for the topic and against the topic.
That's right.
We would implore our judges to please score him and let us see where he performs better, whether for or against, to give him an idea of where his strengths probably would have laid had the debate itself proceeded.
Judges, please prepare to score. Ayomide is debating the topic. The death sentence should be abolished from our criminal justice system. Ayomide will argue both in favor of the motion and in opposition to that motion. Ayomide, your 3 minutes start now.
Handing the death sentence is not just about giving justice, it's about the affirmation of humanity. On that note, good evening, the moderator, panel of judges, Hakwe Timekeeper, my anonymous co-debater, my ever-listening audience. My name is Amadou Gunaye from Kodisuna High School, and I'm here to support the motion which is the death sentence should be abolished from our criminal justice system. To begin with, it's a violation of fundamental human rights. The death sentence is a violation of fundamental human right to life, as it is entrenched in Section 3 of the 1999 Federal Constitution of Federal Republic of Nigeria, and also recognized by international human treaties and declaration. Besides that, it should be abolished from our criminal justice system due to the fallibility of the justice system. Mistakes in the criminal justice system, such as wrong conviction and biases, can lead to the execution of innocent people into society. According to a research made by the National Institute of Justice, it was said that over 4.1% of individuals that have been sentenced to death in the United States of America are innocent, highlighting the fallibility of the criminal justice system and the reversibility of errors in our justice system. In addition to my point, reversibility. Once a person is executed, any miscarriage of law cannot be corrected. Abolishing the death sentence ensures that innocent individuals are not wrongfully sentenced to death. Moreover, death sentence should be abolished from our criminal justice system because of the economic impact. Do you know that death sentence is much more expensive than death penalty cases due to the... Abolishing the death sentence frees up resources that need to be directed into crime prevention techniques and support victims into crime prevention techniques and the integration of the criminal justice in our country. According to a research made by the National Institute of Justice in the United States of America, stated that the death sentence is much more expensive than non-death penalty cases. That for a death penalty case in the United States of America, you have to spend over $1.26 million to $8.26 million imposing a substantial burden on the taxpayers in the country. In addition to my point, death sentence should be abolished in the criminal justice system because of religious perspectives. So many religious and traditional organizations are advocating for the abolishment of death sentence in our constitution. For example, Pope Francis was the vocal opponent of death penalty because he said it is against the preaching of mercy and forgiveness in Christianity. In addition to my point, death sentence should be abolished in the criminal justice system because of the inequality in applications of justice. Death penalty is disproportionately attempted to those marginalized groups in society, including racial minorities and those from low-income backgrounds. According to a research made by the very Institute of Justice, it was stated that over 35% of the people that have been executed in the United States of America in the last 40 years are black Americans, when the black Americans only contribute 30% to the general population of the United States of America. You could see that the death sentence, meaning that if a black American is a defendant and the victim is a white, irrespective of the crime, the black defendant is more likely to be sentenced to death for any form of crime, which means that we need to abolish the death sentence in our constitution, because most of the time, the rich people, let me use the rich people and the poor people for example, the rich people in our country, if you are not rich or you are not connected, you can't win a case. Now imagine a guy that is not guilty of a crime, but was actually like convicted of that crime to the crime to misconception and so that things. This guy can actually win this case because of what? He does not have power, neither does he have wealth. In conclusion, death sentence should be abolished from our criminal justice system because of lack of thank you.
All right. He's made his argument.
What are you saying? I need to hear what he said. What did you say? Say that thing that you were saying. Say it.
I said
the way you prepared.
I said you would have done this if you had an opponent.
All right.
Okay. So the judges will have scored Ayo for that round. It's a one-off round. And they will judge him in the other round where he will oppose the motion.
That's right.
And then they will score him for style. All right. So no rebuttals, no closing. Essentially that. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear Ayo argue against the motion that the death sentence should be abolished from our criminal justice system. All right. Interesting debate. Yvonne just told me something that will make me laugh about the judges. Well done. I greet you people. So, you know my guy Pablo. Yvonne does not know this joke. Okay. So I greet you. Ufoma, I greet you. Chike, I greet you. Ama and Ishoma, I greet all of you. No. So my guy Pablo said I should tell you that you should have been scoring. Have you been scoring? All right, guys. Here's an interesting message. Good afternoon, Yvonne. This is Elisha. It would be nice to hear Ayo rebut himself from both sides of the debate. Yeah, right.
I mean, that'd be plenty of work for Ayo. Yeah. You don't know. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to beat him with so much.
By the time he's done making his arguments and rebutting himself, the right hemisphere of his brain would have switched position to the left.
I agree. I totally agree. We might need a stretcher to take him out of the studio. All because right. Talking is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it is quite, you know.
Yeah. You
what
know,
it is.
For Yvonne and myself, we get paid to talk. These young students, they are not in a position to begin to earn pay to talk yet. Let's not talk them out of what is reasonable. All right.
Indeed. It is time to hear Ayo's argument in opposition to the motion that the death sentence
and
should be.
Hopefully, one of the judges will heed my guy Pablo's exhortation and score it. All right.
Ayo Mide, you have 3 minutes to oppose the motion that the death sentence should be abolished from our criminal justice system. Your 3 minutes start now.
Maintaining the death penalty in the criminal justice system deters crimes and helps to maintain society safety and values. On that note, good evening, the moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and my valley audience. My name is Aramid Ogunay from Ikoyi High School, and I'm here to oppose the motion, which is death penalty should be abolished from our criminal justice system. To begin with, deterrence. Death penalty helps to deter crimes from individuals, dissuading criminals from committing crime due to the fear of physical capital punishment. According to the research made by Professor Hashem Daxbaj, M. Robin, and Paul Robbins, stated that there's evidence of deterrent effect on criminals, stated that an execution of a criminal would deter 3 to 18 homicides in the country. In addition to my point, death penalty should be abolished from our criminal justice. Death penalty should not be abolished from our criminal justice system because it serves as a form of justice to victims. Death penalty serves as a form of justice and closure to victims' family, making sure that criminals or perpetrators are accountable for their crime and making sure that people who are actually guilty for their crime are actually facing the law. According to a research made by the Gallup poll in 2022, it was stated that over 56% of the United States of America support death punishment. is indicating a belief in the truth as a form of justice to victims and their families. In addition to my point, it opposes national security. Death penalty can undermine serve as a form of deterrence on individual who undermines the national security of a nation through the act of terrorism and treaties. According to research made by Veritas of Justice, it was stated that death sentence serve as a symbolic message, a strong message to criminals and potentially dissuading people from threatening national security. For example, countries like Japan, United States of America, Singapore, China has retained death penalty in their constitution, which has helped to reduce the rate of crime in their country. Furthermore, death penalty should not be abolished in our criminal justice system because of the legal precedent. Death penalty has been one of the long-standing part of the legal justice, death penalty has been a long-standing part of the criminal justice framework in our society. So many countries around the world, including the United States of America, has retained death penalty as their legal sanction, creating respect and sovereignty for their judicial system, acknowledging them to maintain death penalty as one of their judicial frameworks. Furthermore, death penalty should not be abolished in our criminal justice system because of the prevention of future crimes. According to the research made by National Bureau of Justice, it was stated that an estimated 3% of prisoners that were released in the United States of America were rearrested after 3 years. 79% of them were rearrested after 6 years. And 83% of them were rearrested after 9 years. Meaning that execution of criminals in society will deter criminals from reoffending and potentially harming innocent people in the society. In addition to my point, death penalty should not be abolished in the criminal justice system because of religious perspectives. Religious countries like Iran, Saudi Arabia, North Korea are actually advocating for death penalty in their country. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I like your reaction. It tells you, you know, there's still some finishing touches to put to your debate so that you can pack it and time yourself better. Well, thank you very much, Ayomide Ogunaye. The death sentence should be abolished from our criminal justice system. We're going to ask you, Lagos, which of the arguments won it for you? We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll see whether any of the judges managed to score either way. But if not, we'll find out from you guys. Was it his first effort where he supported the motion that you preferred? Or was it the second effort where he opposed the motion? It will give him an inkling as to what to do going forward. We'll also read your messages, and we see some of them already coming in. Stick around. We'll be back in just a moment. So we'll wrap it up. Once again, we say congratulations to you, Ayomide. You are already in the quarterfinals, and you will be opposing the motion in your next debate. I think it's safe to hand over the topic of that debate.
The topic will be handed over to you when you exit the studio.
All right.
But pay attention to that's your subject verb agreement. And then when you say according to, you don't need to go on to say it's stated.
Yeah.
According to the National Bureau of Statistics, state what it says. Just go straight to the point. According to the National Bureau of Statistics, boys are more likely to so and so, and girls are more likely to so, okay? Do not say according to the National Bureau of Statistics, it was stated that. That is repetitive.
It happened a number of times.
Yes.
Too. Yeah.
And then you do not call the digits after the decimal point as a number, as a whole. What's the word I'm looking for now? So you do not say 130.26. You say 130.26. Do you understand? Not 26. Mm-hmm. Anything after the decimal point is stated individually. You call the digits individually,
not collectively,
not 0.300, not as a single 0.300
if you must.
Do you understand? Call them out individually, okay? But more importantly, pay attention to your subject verb agreement. What that does for you is it makes you a more eloquent speaker, and then you are awarded higher marks for style. Judge Ufoma, the judge is judged. I'm in a few of them.
Where did you get the fake news you gave me before?
It wasn't fake news.
It's Yvonne. She told me that the judges have all gone to bed.
I have evidence to show. Okay. I don't need to explain too much. There's evidence to show.
Yeah, Ufoma especially. If nobody complains, Ufoma will complain.
Of course. But Ufoma awards 6 points to you for style. You see, that could be higher. But because of a few of those things that you should take note of, you know, you got six as opposed to perhaps an eight or a nine. Do you understand?
Yes,
so pay attention to, and these things will also help you when taking your senior school certificate examination, especially your English examination. You want to perform well in that exam, so you want to ensure that you just revise, you know, some of these things you've been taught. You know, pay attention to your subject verb agreement. You're in SS3. That's why I'm taking the time to explain this to you. Pay attention to your subject verb agreement, and then you might also want to pay attention to your test of orals, because you will definitely be given, you will get 60 questions in oral English, so you want to pay attention to that as well. Okay, so yes, that you score higher than it, you know, you get a favorable grade in your exam. Okay, so pay attention to these areas to help you.
All right, thank you very much. I don't think I need to add much more to it, but just pay attention to everything you've learned. You have strong prospects, but the devil is in the detail, like they say. And on a day, if you find yourself against an equally formidable opponent, style and use of language can be a deciding factor. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So having said that, how does Judge Ufoma... Okay. Closing. So which one?
So Judge Ufoma awards... I think he just calls him for presentation or...
Okay, for the two debates.
This looks more like the opposing side. This looks like the score for the opposing side. I do not know, but he's typing now. So
6 points in opening.
Yes, this is... Oh, the closing is the opposing side.
Yes,
of
no.
The... Okay, fantastic.
I'm not sure.
No, he has just said that the closing side is the 9 points.
Closing is
closing.
Opposing. Okay.
Yes, it's for the opposition.
Presentation is opening. Good.
No, not the opening. The presentation is the supporting side.
Yeah, I know. Mm. What he means by presentation is the supporting.
Yes.
So the supporting side, he scores you 13.5. For the opposing side, he scores you 9. So in other words, you had a stronger presentation round in the supporting than the opposing. These things matter. Because if your opponent had been here and you had chosen to oppose, do you understand? You would be slightly less strong than if you were supporting. Always bear that in mind and try to strike a balance. And again, for style, like Yvonne said, it's 6. It could be better. Do you get that?
Yes, sir.
And usually, when you have a strong presentation, unless something happens, it's a marker to how that debate is going to go.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, 9 and 13... It's an academic exercise, but you understand that it can be significant. Mm. All right.
I look forward to hearing you speak more eloquently in the quarterfinals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look forward to that, to seeing some of the changes that we have just, you know, pointed out that need to be made, especially because if you don't imbibe that, you're likely going to make the same mistakes when taking your exam, your senior school certificate examination. So you want to pay attention to some of those things, okay? All right.
I think I need to say something like, okay, throughout last week, I was kind of busy throughout last week here. Mm.
What were you busy doing?
Like, we're going for a competition last week, music competition. So we had a lot of rehearsals and...
Whoa.
I don't know, maybe today just like a miracle.
Yeah. It's a lucky day.
Yeah.
You did not prepare
us. So you came here wondering whether this might be it.
I don't know. I just want to give my best. And
yeah, we see that.
So you sing too?
Yeah.
You sing? You said you went for a music competition.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Do you sing?
Yes.
Ah. What do you sing?
Tenor.
Ah, I sing alto.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. Femi, what do you sing? Bass?
Well, do I...
Baritone, maybe?
No, I don't really I don't consider myself singing baritone. I am treble tenor mostly, but I do some alto.
Okay.
But somewhere there, I don't even know which one is my strength, whether it's alto or tenor.
Mine is definitely alto. I cannot do soprano for the love of God. I cannot.
As a kid, before my voice broke, people used to think I could go to the. I had a range.
Oh.
And then in my teenage years, my voice broke. I spent the whole of my teenage year with voice problems and all of that.
Mm.
My father used to say, my son has a weak voice. My voice does not like stress.
Mm.
If I shout gold,
neither does mine.
If I shout gold twice, I may lose my voice. So, it's also what made me gradually wean myself off football commentaries, because by the time I'm done, it's too much. And if I go to a party or something, or where there is a loud speaker and there is music playing, and you force me to have a conversation with you, I know I'm going
to
suffer. So as a professional, I try to avoid that. I have a powerful voice, but I don't like stressing it.
Oh God!
Yes,
I think I'm quite the opposite.
Yeah, I don't like stressing it.
I don't know why I like stress.
My father was a singer, and his strength was alto.
Oh, I love it.
You know, that was his major strength.
Mm.
He could render anything in that range.
Mm.
But let's leave it.
That's
for
right.
Now.
If I you Chukwu,
mm-hmm.
if I you Okolisa from Iba says great job. Nigeria Info is doing a great job in advancing academic excellence among the young minds. I think Ayo did a much better job in the opposing side, in opposing the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mrs. Oboli says, standing on all protocols earlier observed, I make bold to say that Ayo Mide has never, quote, fall my hand, mm-hmm. and I beg to differ. Little wonder other contestants are scared of this feisty, audacious, and assertive debater. My prayer for you this afternoon, Ayomide, is that you soar higher than the eagle and that the sky will be your starting point, because you are limitless. I encourage you to continually watch previous debates, especially those who you will be meeting as future contenders. Please upgrade yourself as you progress in this tournament. You represent Ikorodu well, and we are pleased and we are proud of you always. Thanks for blowing us away this afternoon. Lots of love from Mrs. Oboli.
Mm.
Oh, I see a lot of messages here. Mm-hmm. This one says, good afternoon, Yvonne. This is Elisha. It would be nice to... Oh, you took that message already.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hello, headmaster and headmistress. This exercise confirms the suspicion that you guys have tried to correct in the next round. Those suspicions are, one, some debaters come to the studio with a preferred position, and some topics are difficult to oppose. I don't believe that some topics are difficult to oppose. Mm. I believe with preparation, you know, and that's the thing. When you get to the opposing side, it's a chance to show how great a debater you are. You know, again, I would always refer you to Esther Bewaji's debate on one of the most controversial topics, a topical issue at the time regarding presidential tickets and the cost of purchasing these tickets. Esther sat down here and told Nigerians that pegging the presidential ticket price at 100 million naira was not too much. And she won because she did a great job.
And Naomi Richard also sat
Naomi
on the same
Richard
chair
as well, and did the same thing.
And told
thing.
Us the best thing we could do is gamble
bet,
away.
Bet away, because it released stress, you know. So at the end of the day, it is not about the topic as much as
and
it
did
is
they both
about
win?
The debater.
Yeah, they both won.
Yeah, they won.
Yeah, I understand. I totally understand your point you are making, Franklin. I know, I understand, and I think... Yvonne makes a good point. I can also understand too that it's not every kid can handle such rigor. But then again, it's a contest.
It is
a contest.
Indeed. Mm. Then you go on to say, the very fluent Ayo in the supporting debate began to stutter in the opposition. But he did mention, you know, that he didn't quite prepare because he had other engagements. He said that not long ago. Mm. So again, that's not really, you know, you have to come back with stronger points, because this point, I beg to differ. Thank you for listening to the fans and adjusting the rules.
Okay, finish up.
Without compromising the integrity of the debate, I'm loving every minute of it. This is from Franklin. Thank you
very much, Franklin. Ayo, when we were preparing for this topic, did you feel you were stronger in opposing than in supporting than opposing?
No, I feel I was strong. I think I was kind of neutral, but to be sincere, I love oppose because of the rebuttals.
You like to oppose because of rebuttals. So we are hoping that in the rebuttals,
you can come back
stronger. You can come back.
I mean, I get that point, you know. See, Franklin, that's another point again to rebut your point, your argument. Let's see if we can take a few calls. 0700-993-993-993. You can also call on 01465-7190. 0201-465-7190. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you.
My name is Thomas, calling from Victoria Island.
Okay.
Yeah, you are doing a great job, and Nigeria is doing a great job.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate this new development that you have been. It's good that, yes, let them know that they are on, whether opposing or supporting, so that when they go, they will prepare on the side they are supporting or opposing, because it is not easy for these students to prepare on both sides, and no, some of them prefer supporting. So once they see opposing, it becomes difficult for them. Just as one of your listeners sent a message that you are, even though you are trying to defend, there are some topics that you got out, it will be very difficult for the opposing side to win, except if the supporting is not able to give out his point, they list out his point, and the opposing outstanding. If not, it will be difficult. Like last week, we are listening to you when they say that the topic of giving. Immediately, I was listening with my colleague. I told him that the person supporting him will win. Today, topic again, every person day we are clamoring on state police, even when the person supported the state police. I told my colleague that this one supporting, except if he's not able to back up with his funds.
But you know, there were quite a number of points for to speak against the idea of, you know, establishing state police. There are a lot of points. Unfortunately, the debater did not prepare as much. That again is the point. The point is not the topic, but how well these debaters prepare. But thank you so much for sharing.
So for me, I'm so happy for this new development. Let them go by. If you're opposing, you know that here you are opposing, so you have to take your time.
Thank you. We have limited time. We have to, rush to other calls and other reactions. Good job, Femi and Yvonne. Wow, this young man is on fire. He's one young man I'll be looking out for. Can't wait to hear him battle with his next opponent. This crop of kids always give me hope. And also, there's hope for Nigeria. Thank you, Nigeria Info, Edozie Dean Naji. This one says, he drops it like he's eating sweet, crunchy nuts. Patrick Kibble. Okay, Patrick Kibble. Good evening. Our panel of judges, with all protocols duly observed, I see a champion in Ayomide. I can only advise the young man not to be overconfident whenever he's facing his opponent. For me, he's doing absolutely well. This is from Akan. Okay.
Brilliant. Did you see the one from John from Vietnam?
What does John say?
Good afternoon, my dear people. You are doing a great job. My particular interest is on our dear English language teacher, Yvonne. The part I'm interested in is the way to pronounce digits after decimals. I have a contrary view. It is based on my encounter with native British speakers. They pronounce the figures after decimals together. Can we explore it more? You are doing well, John from Vietnam. Interesting.
Okay.
So, I won't go into that deliberately, because when it comes to digits, there are certain rules of it that are optional. There are others that are not optional. The Americans, for instance, would rather say 1500 than say 1500, and it is allowed. The British would more likely say 1500. When it comes to things like telephone numbers, vehicle license plates.
Yes.
And of course, account details, bank account details. Mm. The British use the O. The Americans use zero. For instance, if you check your Cambridge Advanced Dictionary, if you go to the, what's it called now, in the appendix, under zero and O, it is stated clearly that for British speaker, it is 080, for instance, and not 080, even though the Americans use that. And they give you all the instances where you can use zero and where you cannot, where you can use not, where you can, do you understand? But scientifically, this is not a question of British. When it comes to decimals, it's mostly about the terms. Don't forget, it's mathematical, is scientific.
That's right.
It's like, let's say you want to say 9.883 billion. So would you say 9.83 billion?
Or in a case where you have to say 9.8326.
326.
Do you say 9.8236?
It is possible that you might hear a British speaker or some British speakers use that. But in what context and how much do they know? Don't forget. Don't forget. How you talk informally is not the way you talk formally.
That's right.
There are speakers of the language who may not even know the rules. You'll be surprised.
Yes.
You think the Brits are masters of English, and then you'll find Brits who make basic English
errors.
Yes. You would even catch some errors even in broadcast.
I agree.
Yeah.
And also, in as much as English is spoken in Britain, in the UK, mm-hmm. you see that there is also the standard English.
Yes.
Which is the English, which is the language of communication in formal settings mm-hmm. as well. So, I understand why you'd say that, but
yeah.
again, you need to understand that there's also standard. There's also a standard.
Even amongst
the native speakers, there is standard English.
There is. And then sometimes you'll be shocked that somebody who's not from England will go into a competition in English and beat a crop of British speakers.
Exactly.
Especially when it comes to rules of the language. Rules that are put in place there by the speakers of the language itself.
Mm.
But not everybody knows the rules. So if you heard on radio or television, on maybe like the BBC or on Sky News, where somebody said 25 plus 2, 38 billion, then we can then have a conversation. But if it's somebody in the neighborhood who says that, it is possible that they just do not know any better. And it's okay to not know any better.
Hmm.
But when you get the chance, especially when you are talking to students and they have the chance to learn something new, don't let the opportunity go by.
Hmm, this message says, the reason digits after a decimal are not pronounced in full is because by their nature, they are not whole numbers.
Welcome to Mayor Brown.
We got to hear this.